Monitor 67, March 18th, the day after the wearing of the green and the shoveling of the snow here in New York. An unusual St. Patrick's Day combination that was, begot it. But it's over for another year. I mean St. Patrick's Day, and I hope I mean the snow. I'm Ted Steele, and our guest will be songwriter Burt Bacharach just 2.5 minutes from now.
We think he's chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and sudden and amorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. Rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good booty girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
Andrew's latest, Thoroughly Modern Millie. You know, one of the best known of the new names in music today is Burt Bacharach. He's a successful songwriter and conductor. Among the songs he shares credit for are Magic Moments, Wives and Lovers, and Alfie. He was interviewed for Monitor by Johnny Andrew.
Right now, sitting with fingers crossed, because with the Academy Awards coming up very shortly, Alfie could very well do it. Welcome, Bert.
Thank you. Everything's crossed. Fingers, legs.
Ah, you're happy. Yeah.
I'm very, very thrilled about getting nominated, you know, and that's 2 years in a row.
That's great. Yeah.
Last year with Pussycat, I think we have a better chance this year.
Oh, you got a great chance. You got a great chance this year. Bert, when you were a youngster, you knew, of course, of the great work of Arthur Schwartz and Jerome Kern and Gershwin and Cole Porter. Your songs have a lastability about them. I think they're going to stay.
Some of them I hope are. I know that Wives and Lovers has had that lasting power. You can't really tell about a song until about 3 or 4 years later. You know, some songs you can tell right away. They're a hit, they're off the charts, and in 2.5 months you know that the song is finished.
Well, any good singer worth his salt or her salt has sung Wives and Lovers in the nightclub act ever since it came out.
I hope it's going to be that way with Alfie. I think with Alfie, we have a good chance.
Bert, just in case anybody doesn't know, you are married to the very well-known actress Angie Dickinson. Have you worked together as a team at all? Or do you have any plans to do that?
Sort of work. We live together.
Well, of course you do. I mean professionally.
Together. Professionally, I would love to do the score for a picture that Angie's in. But I learned to run a Moviola machine first from Angie. She learned how to run the Moviola, but then that's people that wouldn't know what a Moviola machine is, and a lot of people don't. That's You can run the movie in your room, just on a very small screen, but you have to put each reel up separately, and you lock the sound and the picture together in sync. It's very difficult to learn. I think it is, and she learned and used to run it for me on What's New Pussycat.
That's,
Yeah. I'd say, get reel three up. Drop the stakes. Forget it. Get in.
Does she have the same taste in music that you have?
No, but she has exceptional taste, you know, very good taste. Maybe too good, you know. If I say, what do you think of this record? I don't think I can get the most accurate commercial judgment or rely on it but her taste and her instincts about music and clothes and filmmaking, you know, she's a woman of extraordinarily good taste. That's all I could say, John. That goes.
Well, she married you. I suppose you would have come around to saying that.
That was a weaker point of her taste.
Sure. My best to all of the Bachrocks. Bert Bachrock has been with us. Thanks for stopping by, and this is Johnny Andrews for Monitor.
Now let's hear that Bert Bachrock song, Alfie, currently in the running for an Academy Award.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe, there's a heaven above, Alfie. I know there's something much more, something even Alfie. Without true love, we just exist, Alfie. Until you find the love you've missed, you're nothing, Alfie. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you find love any day, Alfie. Alfie.
That was Jack Jones singing on the Monitor Beacon.
Don't move, just leave your darling out here in Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now, here's Monitor.
Ted Steele here at 19 past the hour, and that's as good a time as any for Monitor Music. It's Margaret Whiting singing her hit, Just Like a Man.
Oh, he walks like a man, and he talks like a man, and he looks like a man, and he feels just like a man should. He's got hands like a man, and he stands like a man. He's got hips like a man, and he moves just like a man should. Thank you.
Well, the lady had her chance to sing about the man. Now here's the equal time for men. Matt Monro sings The Lady Smile.
Every time the lady smiles, a brighter world is what I see. A world of love that will always be. And it's mine when she smiles at me, when her eyes begin to glow. Her heart is there for me, I know. She lights the sky high above. The lady smiles with love. When her eyes begin to glow, is there for me, I know. She lights the sky high above. The lady smiles with.
Monitor News feature from South Vietnam. On an ordinary day in the Mekong Delta, Jack Russell of NBC News with the infantrymen of Bravo Company filed this report.
The Mekong Delta is made beautiful by lush green trees and grass growing on the banks of hundreds of canals and by coconut palms rising toward a bright blue sky. It is made ugly by Viet Cong snipers, booby traps, and sharp stakes at the bottom of pits covered with leaves. Infantrymen of Bravo Company of the 9th Division's 3rd Battalion see the beauty but keep their minds on the dangers as they walk through dried rice stalks and paddies west of their Dong Tam base. Today, the Viet Cong is nowhere to be seen. The worst enemy is the glue-like mud in the canals that grabs at combat boots during a wet crossing. The infantrymen pay little attention to a cluster of Vietnamese women working in a field. The women chatter among themselves and ignore the soldiers. But a young Vietnamese boy who has been following Bravo Company most of the day arouses suspicion. He's grabbed by a soldier.
Who do you have in tow there?
Well, it was somebody that was following us this morning.
How old do you figure he is?
13 or 14.
You think he might be a Viet Cong spy?
I think so. He's different than normal kids. Look how clean he is. And you don't find the rest of the kids like this morning. The rest of them were all, you know, more or less in rags. And this kid's all nice and clean.
What will you do with him now?
I know. That's up to the CO.
What's your name, by the way?
Sidney Scholier.
And where are you from in the United States?
Sussex, New Jersey.
Thank you very much.
The rest of the day and night is spent in waiting for an attack which this time does not come. The soldiers, all of them fresh out of the United States, are learning quickly about the enemy and how to make a temporary home in a rice paddy. Jack Russell, NBC, South Vietnam.
The Ray Charles Singers and the World Will Smile Again.
And I leave your love behind me. Tears of parting will not blind me. For I know someday you'll find me, and the world will
Are you busy? Of course. But take time to listen to this message from the American Red Cross. The Red Cross needs your help in hospitals, in homes for the blind and aged, and in many other worthwhile service programs. Don't be too busy to help. Contact your American Red Cross Monday. Music played by the Sunset Strings, and in Washington, D.C., you heard it on station WRC. Wherever you're listening, stay with us for more of Saturday Night Monitor. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
Hello, this is Bill Cullen. I'll be with you each weekday with my emphasis time off on NBC Radio.